Good morning, everyone. Today is Hey Adar Tavshin Pei Aleph 5781. We are continuing in our daily learning, personal growth, and character development, and we are learning in the Orchos Tzadikim, the Gate of Love, Shar Ahava. Today's lesson, we are learning from the Mechaber, the author of this beautiful Sefer, the advice of a father to a son. V'omar hachacham livnoi. The wise one told his son. He gives his son advice. Ki yala bilvavcha lischaber im bnei Adam. If it is that it will enter into your heart that you are to associate with other people, then here's the advice that I can give you. Hischaber im chacham. What you should do is you should associate only exclusively with a wise person. And this we of course know is based on psukim and the advice that is not only obvious, but even more than obvious. What are the psukim from Mishle Yud Gimel Chaf, from Tes, where the pasuk says in Proverbs, Holech es chachomim, which means, first and foremost, he who walks with the wise, he will that person grow wise. Or additionally, v'nemar, as the pasuk then says, likewise, tein lechocham v'yechakom oid, and give to the wise man, and he will become even wiser. And the parish, the explanation of this is that when we say that he who walks with the wise will grow wise, that even if he studies nothing with him, which means even if he just walks in their ways, doesn't actually hear any Torah taught from them, or doesn't gain any actual verbal wisdom from that person, every individual who's in even the proximity of a chacham, of a wise person, that person is influenced by their wisdom, they're influenced by their hanhagos, they're influenced by their behavior, by the way they interact with the world, by the way they talk to people, surely. And it goes without saying, the actual wisdom that they share, the chachmas ha-Torah, that is for sure. The Medrash on this pasuk likens this to a person who has entered a perfumery, as we've learned before. It's true that he may do no business there whatsoever. He could possibly not be interested in buying any perfume. But for the rest of the day, this person's body and his begadim, his clothing, will carry the scent of the perfume. That's what the Alkut Shimoni tells us on his commentary on this pasuk in Mishle, that he will have the scent of the perfume, even though he planned on not ever purchasing, buying the perfume whatsoever. So strong, we understand, is the power of association with the chachamim, with the wise, with the genuine of spirit, that the wisdom is mystically transformed and it is ultimately absorbed by those who keep their company, which means you are influenced by it. It affects you. It affects the way you think, it affects the way you talk, it affects every decision that you make, v'chule, v'chule. And then finally, when the pasuk says, tein l'chocham v'yachkom oid, go give to a wise person and he will even become wiser. Meaning there's no end, there's no limit to how much wisdom a person can achieve and attain. Meaning even if a person's a chacham already, there's the wisdom that a person can achieve and attain from learning something from anybody and everyone. So that person, even that wise person, should still seek out the company of the chachamim, of the wise, so that he will add to the wisdom that he already has. And this, friends, is the conversation of a father to a son, a parent to a child. Choose wisely, because the rub-off effect of being in the proximity and the company of the wise, it will do that which will make you all the wiser. Wish everybody a healthy, a happy, uplifted, holy, and a wise day.